Next, the changing requirements for ethanol and gasoline, and bigger questions over its wider use in recent years. Today, the Obama administration proposed cutting the amount of ethanol that would be blended into gasoline next year. The Environmental Protection Agency cited better fuel efficiency among the reasons, saying the current mandatory levels are no longer appropriate. Hari is back with that story.
The announcement comes, coincidentally, during a week when the Associated Press released an investigation into the environmental impact of increased U.S. corn production in recent years, much of it going to make ethanol. Dina Capiello is a national environment reporter for the AP and co-authored their report. So let's put this change today in perspective. I think they wanted to take about 3 billion gallons of ethanol out of the fuel mix. Is that a large amount?
Well, it's actually 3 billion gallons of all renewable biofuels. So actually for ethanol, which it makes the bulk of the ARCA biofuel mandate, it's about 1.5 billion gallons. And what's significant about it is obviously this is an industry that wanted to see its portion grow. It was going to max out about 15 billion gallons in a couple of years. What they did today was say 13 billion gallons for ethanol.
Right.
Last year, this year, this current year, it's 13.8.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a recognition that we're really reaching a point where as gasoline consumption comes down, there's really no place to put it unless you're going to increase the percentage of ethanol in gasoline.
And that could change how a car performs if it's past a certain percentage, right?
Yeah, so some engines struggle with anything above 10%, which is what the vast majority of our fuel is blended with now.
So did they just not see this coming in terms of people using less gasoline? Did they just predict that there would be more gasoline, so let's add more biofuels into that mix?
Well, remember, this was in 2007, so a lot's changed in 2007 since this law was passed. I think that for a couple years now, the oil industry has been arguing that what they call a blend wall is coming, and EPA might have to consider what to do with ethanol. Now, it had already, previous to this announcement today, this proposal today, had lowered for quite a few years the requirements for cellulosic just because the industry hasn't taken off as fast as they expected.
So there was a bipartisan supported piece of legislation in 2007, and today we have the heads of the House Energy Commerce Committee, a bipartisan kind of rolling back of the standards in support of the EPA today. What's changed?
What's changed is I think that we've seen, first of all, what ethanol's done on the ground. This is what our investigation looked at. You know, as it has helped increase corn prices, created a new market for corn, that has driven more planting. So there's been some real question about what its environmental impacts are and whether it's really as green as it was billed back in 2007. And then it's just the difference in energy markets. You know, the president today in his weekly address was talking about how earlier this week we are actually announced we produce more oil than we import for the first time. So this is also an argument for reducing our dependence on foreign oil. But since this law passed, we're producing oil like gangbusters.
So what are some of those environmental consequences? Are we pulling more water out of the ground, so to speak, to make this land arable or to water the agriculture?
Well, I think the big one is just the land conversion. So what our investigation found is not only has the push for ethanol helped drive farmland that was fallowed for conservation reasons to be converted into crop, but it also has helped convert native prairie lands that were never cropped. That's that loss of habitat that actually releases greenhouse gases because grasses store carbon, right? So do soils. So as you till that land, you're actually, it is a greenhouse gas footprint. Then, on these marginal lands really not meant for corn, you're increasing nitrogen use. The tilling going back and forth on these acres, increase of gasoline use and the tractors that are used.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this has environmental consequences.
So hasn't farming become more efficient over time? Some of the, I think Chuck Grassley's office pushed back today and say, hey, we're actually using less fertilizer per bushel acre than we ever were before.
Well, less fertilizer per acre, yes. But since this mandate came to be, we've planted 15 million more acres of corn. So if you take the per unit out, in total, it's more fertilizer going on to cornfields. And that fertilizer, in turn, runs off into streams that are used for water supplies, runs off into the Mississippi River where it flows to the and helps produce the dead zone. So, yes, per acre, it is more efficient. But the bottom line is we're planting a lot more corn. I mean, when this announcement came out today, Bob Dineen of the Renewable Foods Association said, we have farmers out there in this country that planted 93 million acres of corn in preparation for this fuel source going up. Right. Not going down.
Right. What about some of the environmental groups now today that are trying to push back and say, listen, this is one of the cornerstones to fight climate change. You can't roll back on this.
I think what the concern is this, is that ethanol, corn-based ethanol, was always viewed as a bridge, right? And the administration has long said, they've been steadfast in their support for this law, even though they obviously didn't sign it.
Yep.
But they were steadfast that it was a bridge to a cleaner, greener fuel, which is the cellulosics from waste products. And I think what the concern of the environmental community is not really getting rid of corn ethanol, which they know has some environmental trade-offs, but is what does that mean for the next generation fuels that are better environmentally, that don't have these consequences that we exposed in our investigation.
All right. Dina Capiello from the Associated Press, thanks so much.
Thank you.